The founding fathers who drafted the Constitution recognized that there needs to be a certain logic to law, a certain distribution, where all individuals in society share equally the burden of legal responsibility and the burden of legal liability. That is what the drafters of the Constitution believed to be the most fair and equitable society. Yet, in healthcare, we find this not to be the case. We find significant healthcare inequity, meaning there is an unfair distribution of goods and services disproportionately allocated to certain individuals over others, which create healthcare disparities that affect certain populations more than others. Now, that could be a legal issue or not a legal issue, depending on whether you believe healthcare is a right. The question of whether healthcare is a right really stems from the precedent that established the Constitution, the common law bridge system, in which it allocated natural rights to particular individuals, which is why the First Amendment protects the natural rights. And it's no surprise that the First Amendment protects natural rights. And when I mention that, I use the word protect, because the Bill of Rights, the first 10 amendments in the Constitution, were designed specifically to protect, meaning they are affirmative laws that they bestow upon citizens and all Americans alike a certain level of liberty, a certain level of happiness. Now, these are very vague concepts. Now, whether they apply to medicine or healthcare in general or not is up for debate. But the question is not whether they can be applied. The question is whether we want to interpret it in a certain way, which is why I came up with the term medically appropriate. Because laws, when they apply to healthcare, can be interpreted in many ways. The reason for that is we have the basic constitutional framework, we have federal laws, and we have state laws, and then in some cases we have local or regional laws as well. These laws all interrelate to one another through a particular layering. And the layers restrict over time. So inevitably what happens is healthcare laws become restrictive because they have to balance this layering. And it's far easier to create a restrictive law than it is to create an affirmative law and have all the laws at different levels balance with one another. The drafters of the Constitution knew that this would not work for healthcare laws, as they felt that healthcare was part of the natural rights. Now, whether healthcare as an economic system is a guaranteed right is a different argument. But healthcare, basic healthcare needs as a right, was something the constitutional drafters truly believed in. So rather than focus on the more common argument of saying healthcare should be available for everybody free of charge, so on and so forth, let's look at it more conceptually, which may be a little bit more difficult initially, but I think more in line with what the drafters of the Constitution believe healthcare to be. If we were to look at healthcare as a natural right, we have to understand that it was developed out of affirmative laws, which means that there's a balance. And the balance entails a certain level of civic duty with certain liberties or rights afforded. Meaning, you couldn't just do whatever you want, eat whatever you want, live however you want, and expect free healthcare. Instead, you have to have a particular balance of behaviors, of responsibilities, and then based upon that, accordingly, you are then bestowed certain rights and certain liberties. If we were to apply that, now, this is not a direct correlation, but if we were to apply that in modern healthcare, you could make the argument that certain individuals, based upon their eating habits, should have to pay different rates when it comes to overall healthcare. Fair or unfair, that's an example of how you would balance civic duties, liberties, with afforded rights. Now, the drafters of the Constitution recognize that healthcare cannot necessarily just be simply restricted, so they kind of reframed it in the sense of the natural rights. Now, if we flash forward to the present time, that whole idea of natural rights and distribution of burdens really come into play in healthcare more than any other field, because in healthcare you have certain levels of complexities that you otherwise do not have. An example I like to make is of the traffic light. No matter how good of a driver you may be, no matter how skilled or proficient you may be based upon your driving record or certain performance testing you do on your driving skills, you still have to stop at a red light. The red light is a restrictive law. It applies to everybody equally, which makes sense when you're driving. It's not the best approximation of overall safety, but it's close enough. In healthcare, with the complexities of behavior and the difficulty in regulating all the complexities in the behavior, the restrictive laws are not good approximations of overall behavior. So what happens is you start having these hodgepodge mix of restrictive laws, some more approximate than others, but overall disproportionately affecting other individuals more than others. Because healthcare behavior is so complex, a restrictive law cannot, in the fairness of distribution guaranteed by the Constitution, apply to everybody equally. So there will inevitably be unfair distributions in restrictive healthcare laws. That is why we have to work to restructure healthcare laws, make them constitutionally appropriate by developing them to be affirmative, balancing certain responsibilities and obligations with liberties and rights afforded. If not, we're going to have a layering of restrictive laws, one after the other, disproportionately affecting some more than others, and in the end, perpetuating the inequity that we see in society. And as healthcare grows more complex, the laws need to reflect that complexity. Otherwise, we will start to see a growing disparity, a growing unequal distribution of burden on some individuals more than others. And that, in the end, will prove to be unconstitutional. Thank you.